And today, I want to expand on this conversation a little bit more to explore some additional wellness habits, because like what I just said, maybe those five that I'm bringing through don't really resonate with you. Maybe you got it down. Maybe it's not like interesting to you, and that is fine. Hey mama, welcome to the Balanced Mom Method podcast, a safe space to help you transform the way that you approach motherhood and life. If you're a mom struggling with self-worth, overwhelmed with overstimulation, looking to slow down, conquer mom guilt, let go of external pressures, or even embark on a spiritual awakening, you are in the right place. Let's break free from that survival mode cycle by waking up from autopilot and authentically embracing our inner self-love, trust, and connection. Imagine if every single part of your life was perceived through a lens of expansion, value, worthiness, self-awareness, and acceptance. Hey, I'm Jenna, and I've been where you are. I was consumed in the struggles of motherhood and was always in my own head, never feeling good enough. I realized if I wanted to make a change, it started within me. And in finding that freedom, I've dedicated my life's work to helping other moms heal from the inside out to come back home to themselves too. So take my hand, mama. Let's set the foundation to live an intentional life full of peace, presence, confidence, clarity, belief, joy, love, and balance. If you are ready to weed the fluff, get to the root of cultivating real change, and feel connected to yourself on a love-rooted level, let's dive in and discover the power within you. Warm up that cold coffee, pop in your earbuds, and tighten that top knot, mama. Let's overcome together. Hello, hello, beautiful mamas, and welcome back to another episode of the Balanced Mom Method podcast, where we are continuing our journey of intentional living, self-discovery, into self-love and trust and pure connection and our well-being. So if you tuned in last week, you know that we're not diving headfirst into this hustle hard mentality for 2024. Instead, we are choosing a different path, one of slowness, one of alignment, and gratitude and love and peace and intentional soulful living. And I shared with you five wellness habits that I personally am bringing into this new year, each rooted in the principles of my self-care, presence, and authenticity of what I feel that I need in this moment. And that's to say, like, that's not gonna shift and mold and morph and evolve throughout the year. So those five habits that I'm bringing through for me this year are meditation, picking up a book versus my phone, slowing down to be able to listen to my intuition and heart more clearly, daily movement, and drinking water first thing in the morning. And today, I want to expand on this conversation a little bit more to explore some additional wellness habits, because like what I just said, maybe those five that I'm bringing through don't really resonate with you. Maybe you got it down. Maybe it's not like interesting to you, and that is fine. So what I want to do is explore some additional wellness habits that maybe light you up, or that you're like, oh my gosh, I would love to work on that. Or, you know, light that light bulb, light that fire, really bring that joy and that pep in your step back, because these wellness habits, they're not just for us, right? They're for really our journey through life. And that also means like the energy that we're giving off, the harmony within our life and the relationships that we have in our life. So we need to first take care of ourselves, right? And these habits aren't about forcing ourselves into some mold. They're about embracing what we need to flow with our intentions, with the consistency of our ebbs and flows within our life and our self-love and our trust for ourselves to know what we need. Because as mothers, our lives, like, it's beautiful chaos. It's this dance of nurturing others while we sometimes forget to nurture ourselves. And we get deep really in unraveling within the show, and just within like this mission, this message that I want to share is unraveling this power of self-love and trust and connection to bring you back home to nurture yourself, to know that through those hard times, there is still a light. And that's kind of bringing this full circle, right? Today, I really want to dive deep into this transformative topic of what can you bring into this new year if you haven't done so already? And if you have, like, your goals or your habits or like whatever that is, like, if you're set, that's amazing. Kudos to you. I hope that maybe this can just kind of shed some light for you kind of in your rhythm of mom life and motherhood and just your personal life too. And stay tuned for the end because there is a special free offering that I know every single one of us can benefit from. I was given the honor to be a part of this incredible collaboration of these amazing women that all work in business to help moms, to help women step into their power, let it be through stress management, through somatic healing, through hormonal coaching, through just everything, right? The hormones, the relationships, everything that we go through to make our journey, this life experience whole. Because I don't know if it's just being a mom, even though like I don't have anything else to compare it to now because I am in motherhood, so I can't compare it to not being a mom, but like becoming a mom changes everything. Just like any big life happening, right? It changes everything. But motherhood specifically, it changes everything from our mindsets to our bodies. And sometimes it makes us feel that we've lost ourselves or lost a part of ourselves. So I really want to remind you that amidst these changes, you are still you. And you are ever evolving in this beautiful life journey. And it is crucial for you to find your love and connection and trust for that person that is you. So let's dive in to these 7 wellness habits, not just for goals for the year, but again, like what I said, like to really find your flow, find your rhythm, find what you need as acts of love and trust for yourself. Because let's be real, the foundation of a happy family starts with happy individuals, right? It starts with happy and fulfilled individuals, and only we can take ownership and responsibility of our happiness and our fulfillment. So go grab your favorite drink, find a cozy spot. If you're driving, you know, just try to focus on driving too, but listen in. No, just get comfy. Let's dive into this powerful episode of intentional living and self-love with these wellness habits. So number one is letting go of perfectionism. Like I could probably add all these 7 things like on my list, but you know, you don't want to bite off too much either. So I don't want this episode to be overwhelming to you. You know, you could save it, come back to it later, but just think of what really calls to your heart, what really pulls at you like, oh my goodness, this is something that my soul, my heart, like I just feel pulled to this, right? Choose one, maybe two, but just really listen to like your gut, listen to your heart here. And if there's anything that resonates with you, just go with it. Just flow with this. This is not meant to be overwhelming whatsoever. Just really a conversation, a heart-to-heart soul conversation to bring the awareness that we also need to nurture ourselves also. So number one is letting go of perfectionism. As a mom, like we just have to let that shit go. Right? Like in speaking from experience, like perfectionism, it doesn't always have to be a bad thing, right? It helps us strive to be, you know, better, but you have to have a healthy handle on it. And if you don't, either let it go or go all in, right? Because unchecked perfectionism, it can get out of control really quickly and cause you a lot of mental, emotional suffering and a whole bunch of stress and added stress that it isn't necessary because so many things are out of our control. And trying to control the uncontrollable or control everything in an attempt for everything to be quote unquote perfect, like going back to the expectations talk, right? You're going to lose your shit. And I speak this from experience. So you can start to practice presence, just focusing on the moment, focusing on the now, whatever that now is, because the past is the past and the future has not happened yet. So realign, reconnect to the present moment. You could practice acceptance, right? Okay, it happened. Now here we go, right? Like whatever that is, letting go of that expectation and practice gratitude for all that is and let things be. We have to lose this idea of how things should be and love and be grateful for what is because that is the now. That is the present moment. Number two is nurturing your self-identity. This is kind of coinciding with, you know, my wellness habit of slowing down and listening to my intuition and heart more clearly, but I wanted to share this in another light in case this way kind of resonates. Because yes, you're a mom, but you're also you too. You're an individual. You are your own human being. And it's important to nurture your personal identity as an individual woman. So what do you love doing? What are your hobbies? What makes you feel alive? Like take this time to really get in tune with yourself and turn up and listen to those whispers within your heart, right? Because doing things that bring you joy, doing things that your hobbies or things that make you feel good, right? That's a vital part of your self-love, because it keeps like that pep in your step, and it brings in more happiness, right? So it also teaches your children. And this is something that as I was kind of writing this out, I was like, oh, this is like something in my life that I'm kind of going through. It teaches your children that boundaries and kind of self-preservation, it's important. Being that people pleaser at the expense of your person, of yourself, it's not valuable to anyone. And that's like what kind of, you know, was that dagger for me, because I feel so guilty. It's like that guilt cycle of when I tell my son, like, I just need 5 minutes, right? Like if I'm overstimulated and mommy just needs 5 minutes alone, because I don't get 1 minute alone if I'm not intentional about it throughout the entire day. So setting that boundary. And then after I take it, or I'll explain to him why I need it. And now it's like, he knows, right? He's like, you were stressed again, or, you know, whatever, like in simple 5-year-old terms, right? But I feel that it sets a good example for your children by showing them that it's okay to put yourself first sometimes. And that doesn't mean that it's selfish. It doesn't mean you don't care. And that's something that really taking like that mother to child stance on it. But okay, I digress. Moving on. Number 3, journaling. Journaling, or I guess like automatic writing for me, has become such a big go-to recently because it's helped me just empty my mind, but it's also helped get my meditations and channeling per se onto paper. And I could then self-reflect and really dive deep into, okay, what was that meditation? What was that prayer? What were those answered prayers saying? And then being able to go back and read whatever I channeled through that automatic writing experience session, it's been wonderful. So if like automatic writing, it doesn't jive to you, because it's really linked to like getting into that meditative state and getting into that prayer state. So if it's just journaling, you could just ask yourself questions, right? And really tune into what is that first thing that's coming to you as you kind of go through these questions. So you can find out like where you're happy, where you might need to put in a little extra love and attention. You can dig into your strengths, your weaknesses, insecurities, and really pull out these things that we've like compounded under the rug. And it helps you get to know what you need to focus on in this beautiful journey. So a couple like prompts, if you will, you could just take an edit of your life. Like, where are you at? Where do you want to be? How are you feeling? How do you want to feel? Who do you want to be to step into the strength of being your best intuitive self? What is your current relationship with yourself? What is your current relationship with time? What is your current relationship with your mental health? What is your current relationship with your physical health? What is your current relationship with your habits, with your relationships? Like you can really like just pick a topic or pick something that just calls to your heart in this moment, unscripted, not forced, and just start. Put a pen to paper. Number 4 is arranging a healthy lifestyle. And what does that mean to you? Like, this is so broad, but it found a place on, you know, within these tips, because what does that mean to you? Having a healthy lifestyle, daily rituals that work for you, I mean, that's huge in building your self-esteem and your mental health and just like your liveliness of moving forward. Because if your lifestyle doesn't support good mental health, if it doesn't support you and what brings you joy or what makes you feel good, or like poor healthy habits, literally, like your physical health will suffer, your mental health will suffer, all of your bodies will suffer, and you're really going to struggle with your self-esteem. It's like that vicious cycle, right? So at the most basic level, you can address your nutrition, your daily movement, your sleep cycle, your self-talk, your pick one relationship, maybe with your spouse. Are you eating nutritious food? Are you getting regular physical activity in your life? Are you sleeping, you know, enough? Are you having that positive mindset loop versus getting stuck in those intrusive thoughts? Do you have an open communication with your partner? Like when your basic needs are met, you'll have space and energy to work on those other components of your life. Like, you know, emotional, mental needs that need addressed. Number 5, positive self-talk. Sometimes we can be our own worst enemies. And I even like want to take that back. Most of the time, we can be our own worst enemies. And we disempower ourselves. with negative self-talk, intrusive thoughts, things that aren't even true, that we are making this picture, this reality within our head that then manifests and becomes our reality because that's all we're thinking about, that mindset loop, and we don't even realize it. With awareness comes clarity, and it's so hard, well, I should say it's so easy to get stuck in a negative mindset loop, and it's hard to become aware of it, and it's even harder to change it and rewire it. So mindfulness, just taking those first steps, thinking of that one thought, if a thought comes in, positive self-talk, it will help you draw more awareness to things that you're doing to yourself that aren't good for yourself. They just kind of taking mindfulness or that positive mindset loop or positive self-talk and really making that a goal to become aware of it, especially if you're suffering from low self-esteem, and just paying attention to your thoughts. We have over 60, 80,000 thoughts a day. So just kind of start to take mental note of what these thoughts are coming in, because once you start to actually like, oh my gosh, like a lot of them, it's just like subconsciously, you're not even aware of it. It's just like a conditioned whatever flow throughout your day. When you start to actually pay attention, that's when you can start rewiring, because you can start rewiring that intrusive negative thought or that limiting belief into a positive affirmation, or just thinking that intrusive thought like, okay, this is an intrusive thought, like literally talk yourself through it, really getting in tune with what is going on inside your mind. You know, for each common negative thought or negative feeling that you have, you could repeatedly think of a strong positive affirmation or positive thought, positive feeling. Like, what is that next best feeling that I could feel? And pretty soon it's going to compound and dissolve and take over that negative thought. And you're going to be kind of swinging that pendulum back to that positive mindset loop. Number 6 is addressing your mom guilt. Hoo, hoo, hoo. Mom guilt is suffocating. It is debilitating, and it affects everything. Like it affects our self-esteem. It just affects everything so immensely. And think about if you have immense mom guilt, think about your self-love. Think about your trust, like for yourself. Everything goes downhill. So if you're experiencing mom guilt, it's time to start identifying. It's time to start addressing where this guilt, where this root is coming from. I have said this how many times already. With awareness comes clarity. And with that clarity comes your breakthrough, comes that change. Believe that you're doing your best. By golly, my mom guilt I just shared, like with Jace, like I need 5 minutes, and then I like go in the other room to take 5 minutes, and then I feel guilty because I was like, oh my gosh, I just left my son high and dry because I couldn't control my emotions, right? But it's like I know that I need that alone time for me to not yell or, you know, to not lose my shit or whatever. So that's just me, and I'm working on that guilt cycle, right? So you are doing your best, right? If you are listening to this show, if you are thinking, I was just seeing something on the internet, I think it was like a news headline or something, but it was like, if you think you're a bad mom, then you're not, because I don't even want to say this, because I don't want to even say bad mom, you know, I don't even want that coming out of my mouth. But you know, if you think that you are this, you probably aren't, because that type of person wouldn't be thinking about that. Does that make sense? Like, if you think that you're not doing good enough, you probably are, because you have the awareness of that fact. If you weren't, you wouldn't even be thinking about it. It's not important to you. So with awareness comes clarity. You're doing your best. And sometimes it's like, it just takes that identifying and then to get deep into where that root is coming from, where that trigger, wherever that mom guilt is arising from, right? To really get deep into those hardships to then overcome them. And for our 7th and final tip, I bring to you something so, so special, like drum roll. That sounded nothing like a drum roll. Oh my gosh. But I am extending the most heartfelt invitation to join the Nurtured Mother Bundle. What is that, you might be asking? It's incredible. It's free. It's something that if you're listening to this episode, that you probably most likely should go sign up for, because it's a collection of over 30 free resources from heart-centered experts in conscious motherhood, holistic wellness, energy healing, energetics, just whole on wellness. Like I can't even, like, the women in this collaboration are incredible. So in this bundle, you'll find topics like that range from helping us feel whole again, making intentional shifts to tend to our mind, our body, our soul, our emotions, right? So if you're open to investing time into your personal growth and your self-reflection and your evolution so that you can flourish and thrive through your life, through yourself, truly connecting back to yourself, despite feeling overwhelmed by, you know, balancing multiple responsibilities. We get that, right? Like, motherhood is hard. The hats, the responsibilities, the overwhelm, overstimulation, the pull to keep up with societal expectations, like as a mom or as a person, right? But you still see that value in being more aware, more present on your journey. This is for you, because you're going to deepen your connection with your whole self. And you're going to make intentional small shifts. You're going to move closer to that fulfilling motherhood that you desire. Now, this is completely free. It's a valued powerhouse, because I don't want this to, like, bring overwhelm, because sometimes bundles for me, I'm like, oh my gosh, there's so much free stuff. I don't know what to do. So how this works is from now today through January 30th. So you only have a couple days here. So today and tomorrow, you can register and have access to then download or go through all the resources, this whole gift page, for an additional 30 days. So you essentially just have to register by the 30th, and then you have a whole other month to, like, go through all, you know, the 30 plus resources and really see, like, there's a little description under each of them to see what it is that you resonate with, right? Like, you have a whole month to go through this incredible gift page, choose what offerings align and resonate with you. And spoiler, I obviously am a part of this collaboration with these incredible women, and my offering is one that I haven't even made public yet. And you could go grab it for free. These are all paid offers, services, resources that these women typically have, and we're giving them away for free. So my offering is a guided energy clearing and healing meditation to deepen your self-love, trust, and interconnection. Oh my gosh, it's powerful, but I don't want to be biased. So you can go ahead and go to www.carolynwilliamson.ca/nurtured/mother, or grab the link in the show notes. And I am so excited to introduce you to that bundle, because it's a gift to you. It truly is a gift. I went through the gift page and, like, kind of was sifting through the offers, and I enrolled for a lot of them. So you can go back and save this episode to go back and reflect on the other 6 wellness habits that we explored. But you also have this opportunity to join this transformative bundle right now and choose what resonates most with you and what you need in this moment. And remember, like, it's not about the just individual steps and, like, oh my gosh, I take 2 steps forward and 5 steps back, right? This is about the collective journey towards intentional, conscious, present motherhood. Like, whether you find just your peace in meditation, or doing things that bring you joy, or you're interested in learning about somatic health or tapping, right? Like, go check out those resources within the Nurture Motherhood Bundle, because they are your steps towards a more fulfilling, aligned life. You can embrace the power of self-love. You can build that trust within yourself in this journey, and consider this bundle to be your compass for flourishing in your motherhood, in your life that you deserve. Until next week, my mamas, as always, simply be you. You have everything inside of you to find your peace, feel in balance, and embrace self-love, trust, and interconnection within your life. I'm sending my love and so much light.
Did you find this episode relatable and compelling? Please give my review.
Thank you so much for spending this sacred time with me on the Balanced Mama Thrive podcast. I am sending you so much love and covering you in light, praying this episode has helped you in some way. And if it has, I'd be so grateful if you left a written review sharing how it's impacted your life. It truly lights me up hearing how you are on your way to your breakthrough. And also, please share this episode with another mom who may be struggling, to remind her that we are never alone, and to help give her that empowerment to take that first step. And be sure to check the show notes for additional ways to connect with me our motherhood empowerment community, and if and when it feels good to you, learn how we could work together to help you reclaim your power, Mama. Thank you. I appreciate all you are and all you do. Sending my love and light.